Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another day of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi. We made a mistake yesterday. We finished a little bit early, sif early, and we're going to do that sif today. But as Hashem, we're going to start from Simon Hey Sif Aleph. Once again, today's learning is sponsored as Refuah Shleima for Baruch Eliyahu ben Reizel. You should have a Refuah Shleima B'soich Sha'ar Chele Yisrael. We continue. Simon Hey. Ksiv, the pasuk says, we're talking about staying clean in a makim kedusha. The pasuk says, "V'chisisa es tzeah secha." When you sit outside, meaning you go to the restroom, you shall dig and you shall cover up the bathroom material. Ki Hashem lekecha mishalich bekerem machanecha. Very interesting halacha. For Hashem your God walks in the midst of your camp. V'hoyomachanecha kadosh v'lo yerucha erev asdavar. So your camp shall be holy, so that he will not see a shameful thing among you and turn away, etc. Mikan lomdu Rabbi Simon Zecharon Levracha. Listen to this. The sages of blessed memory derive from these verses. Shabachol mokem asher Hashem elekeinu misalech imanu. That in any place that Hashem our God walks in our midst, da'inu kisha anu oiskim medavar shabdush, that we're engaged in sacred matters. Kigayin, for example, kriyishma, tefillah, tayir v'kadayma, saying kriyishma, learning, davening, or similar matters. Sarich liyos amachane kodesh. The camp, meaning one's immediate area where he's engaged in these matters, must be holy. There should not be any exposed excrement, any fecal matter there. There should not be anybody should not be naked or uncovered in that area. Again, ponov facing a person who is reciting the Shema or davening. So step number one is a pasuk. I was learning a sefer. It says that whenever you learn something, you should always be focused on the pasuk that comes from. The Yerub Tzadik says that. When you learn something, you should always know where the source is. And over here, the source for the halacha of maintaining Kedusha is kadosh, your camp, meaning the area that's around you, must stay holy. And if you're doing something holy, you must have a holy area. Sif Beis, this is actually for today. And there are two ways to counteract the effect of the presence of filth without removing it from the area. One applies to both excrement and urine, and one to urine alone. Okay, these are little, not such great things to talk about all the time, but it's halacha. Even if we want to think sacred matters, meaning like Torah thoughts, in a place where there is excrement or urine, or anything that emits a foul, stinking odor. Also, it's forbidden until you cover it up. As the pasuk said, you have to cover up the excrement. Or interestingly enough, a person can put in a revius of water, something between around 3 to 5 ounces of water into the urine, and that also allows a person to learn in that area. Interesting. Obviously, this sounds pretty gross, but if a person happens to be in an alleyway in New York City and he wants to be able to learn Torah, so you might need to know this halacha of great importance. It makes no difference whether the urine was in the receptacle, in a urinal. You added water there, or whether the water was in that place worse first, and then a person urinates in that area. But if the urine, actually, I shouldn't have said a urinal, if it was in a special designated receptacle to hold a urine, like a urinal, let's see, in one case, a person unfortunately urinates in a bowl or in some sort of area that's not specific to urine. But if it's a real urinal, then water does not help to be able to learn in that area, which is very important to know because most urinals have liquid in it already. So technically, halachically, a person would be able to use the restroom in there and learn right afterwards because there's already liquid in that area. But a urinal is different, and no matter what, even if you put water in, it doesn't change that. Well, as we'll see later on, to negate urine from two acts of urinating, then you need two revias of water. And similarly, it would keep on going. For three acts of urination, it would need three reviuses, but this would be like 9 ounces or 15 ounces at that point. Even if the urine was absorbed, whether it's in a cloth or on the ground, as long as there's still some moisture from the urine, you need to pour the water on that area in order to be able to learn or daven in that area. Come on, Sif, we'll talk more about that later. Sif Gimel. If unfortunately it might happen, a person has excrement on one skin. Even if clothing is able to cover that area over, also with the Kedusha, he's still not allowed to learn. Shenamar or Davin, as the pasuk says, "Kolatz Moisei Temarna Hashem Yichamecha." All my limbs will say, "Hashem, who is like you?" Meaning, like we actually spoke about this earlier. Remember, if you remember, we spoke about how you have to praise Hashem with your internal organs. We said, "How do you praise Hashem with your internal organs?" That's by using the restroom before davening, so it's cleaned out, and now you're able to daven and pray to Hashem. So over here, all my bones are, all my skin, my whole self is praising Hashem. How is that? The verse requires that all of his limbs must be clean, meaning from any dirty stuff, when praising Hashem. There are authorities who are lenient with regard to this requirement. Interesting. But it's proper to behave stringently and to make sure that you're totally removed from anything disgusting. Just to be a little into the nitty-gritty of this, if a person even has a small amount of excrement in his bathroom area, even though it's covered, he's dressed, then it's still not good enough. He's still not allowed to daven or learn if it's in such area. Because if the bathroom stuff is still in the original area, it's even worse than if it would be on some other part of a person's body. If a person who has hemorrhoids, he says a few sources about and he talks more about these matters about being not clean in certain areas. Sif Dalit. Care must be taken. In any place where there's a reason to suppose that perhaps there is excrement or urine there, you can't learn or daven there. Actually, if there's until that area is checked, if you know a certain area is unfortunately used very, very often as an outdoor restroom, even if you don't know that anything is in that area, you would not be able to use the restroom. Obviously, this is much more common back in those days when people most often went to the bathroom outdoors. It was very, very common. They didn't even have a porta potty or anything like that. The aimless follow. The bias, a person should not pray on the ground floor of a building. In Ba'aliyah, if right on top of him there is filth on the upper story, then you'll see more of that in the Prima Gadol. Okay, let's continue. Sif, hey. The excrement of a very young child, which is not yet malodorous, is not including this prohibition, which Baruch Hashem, Zohar Zunzayin, we have our wonderful Aaron about his. Bathroom material. Now we're learning halacha. B'shus to Aaron ben Moshe. Me. Tinek sha'acherim biyamav. When an infant reaches the age when other infants of that age, yichel lechol kizayis mimin dagan. It's a normal age when they're capable of eating a kizayis of one of the five species of grain. They start eating normally. Afilo even if it's just cooked dish like baby food. Oichel shir pras in the time frame that an adult could eat a half loaf of bread. So again, we're talking about a person eating amount of grain in a small amount of time, let's say between 2 and 8 minutes, a person being able to eat a kazayas of grain at that time, when a child is ready to be able to eat that much grain in that much amount of time, because of Sefer Migdal says about such a matter that the Hainu Kishnasa Ben Shalom, that's when he's a year old. So at that point, when a child's already about a year old, so normal kids are eating at that point already, so a person must distance himself regarding his excrement and his urine. But the truth is, if a person can avoid it, a person should avoid even 8-day-old child's bathroom material. Sif, vav. So as Adam, human excrement, even if it does not have a foul odor. I remember I had a JC in my camp. He always said his shoes don't smell. Okay. And likewise, the excrement of a cat or a nemia. A nemia is some sort of small animal. It's similar to a cat. Maybe it's a weasel. He writes over here. He's writing in English. And the excrement of a tarnagel, which was also known as an Englisher hinner. You might know that as a hen, an English hen, or an indic, which is some sort of turkey. Marchikin mehen, a person must distance himself from them before engaging in sacred matters. In Lakewood, it's very, very common. You walk in certain areas, and the geese have already taken care of those areas. So you got to be careful. We're going to see what the halacha is about davening or learning in those areas. Ushar tzayah shel behem b'chayiv oif, the excrement of other animals, beasts, and birds, mistama in masrechas, generally do not emit a foul odor. Ve'en tzrichin l'harach gemem. So he's saying that you do not need to distance from those types of things. Avol, im masrachas. However, in the event that they do emit a foul odor of other animals and beasts and birds, that they do emit a foul odor, and likewise with regard to carcass that emit a foul odor, or anything that emits a foul odor due to decay, likewise with regard to a chicken coop, which stinks. Mayhem, person must distance likewise from them if he wants to daven or learn. So he says that the tzayas, chatal, nimiyah, and English ahinner and indic, those you have to distance yourself. But if it really is an animal that doesn't have any smell ever, so then you don't have to distance yourself. Likewise, one must distance himself from malodorous water, stinky water. Canvas is very common. You have waters which were used to soak flax or hemp. That usually stink. A person must stay away from them, just like he stays away from bathroom material. Soya yevesha kol sif zayin, soya yevesha kol kachav. If excrement is already totally dry, I'm not saying you have to analyze these things, but if it's already cold, totally dry, she nefreches al yedei glila, that if you would push it, it would end up crumbling it. Hari he ke offer, then it's like dirt, v'hush le yeboi reich, as long as it doesn't smell anymore. Which is usually the case of if you're walking around and the goose and the geese have made things over there, so then it's usually very, very dry, and if it stepped on, it would be crumbled. Aval, however, im nikush shamach masakar, but if it has no odor because it froze, kim jihol lachshul kadmusim is manachayim, but since if it would warm up, it'd have its steam additional smell. Adayin shame tsoyale, it's still considered tsoya. It's tsoyish niskasa b'shalak, if excrement was covered by snow, chashav kisa, it's considered, like we spoke earlier, about it being covered. Now, you, again, we're doing one more sif over here, but it's important to realize we're taking this very, very seriously, because when it comes to dvarim shepikadusha, we have an obligation, v'hoya machanecha kadosh, a person must stay clean. Or like the other pasuk we said, kol atzmosi tamarna. Sif ches, ad kamarachin, how far must the person distance himself from excrement in order to be able to learn or daven? Oh, you said soya me'acher, but the excrement was behind him. Tzarech laharchim makum shekaler reich arba amas, he must distance himself 4 amas. Let's say maximum, that's somewhere near 8 feet maximum. So for you can no longer smell it. Va'afilu mu'enim reich, and even if you can't smell it at that distance still, tzarech laharchik shir zek hilu humirei reich, you must always stay at least 4 amas away from this type of stuff. V'ematsoya enim asreches, but if it doesn't have any smell at all, da'im marchi mina arba amas, still, a person, okay, if it has a smell, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. If it has a smell, you should distance yourself from the smell 4 amas. If it doesn't have a smell, then distance yourself from the actual material 4 amas. But the excrement was right in front of him. You have to try to get as far as you can away from it. Even if it's at night, when you can't see, you have to be able to stay as far as away from it as you would have to stay during the daytime. If you're able to make it on your side, that it's not in front of you, then still you have to treat it as if it's in front of you. Try to turn yourself away that it should be behind you. Now, obviously, you'll just say, if it's in front of me, so I'll just turn around. Well, that doesn't help. If you turn around, you still can't get 4 amas away. And sometimes you can't turn around. But as it, maybe there's something over there you can't look at. Maybe it's all around. You have to be very, very careful. Hatzlacha u'bracha.